We're joined today with Mike Donahay. He is a volunteer with the Marshall County Historical Society. I see we got an event coming up here at the end of April.
April the 19th at the Maury Irvine Mansion. It's an event sponsored by the Historical Society. It will feature Miller Middle School history students as well as Marshalltown High School history students, and we are just thrilled to have them at the Maury Irvine Mansion on April 19th from 5 to 6:30 p.m., and they're going to be talking about numerous history projects they will be presenting for the state history contest in Des Moines later this month, and a number of great topics that they'll be talking about, ranging from the Chicago Tylenol poisoning incident that happened a number of years ago to projects about World War II and Governor Ray's open arms invitation to a number of Southeast Asian refugees following the Vietnam War. Those and other topics will be presented by the students. They will be joined by educators Susan Hankins-Fritzel and Ann Jackson. Both of those educators have spent thousands and thousands of hours working with the students over the years to promote history projects, and they've done a great job. Traditionally, Marshalltown, Miller School, and the high school have come away with a number of awards from the state competition, which is very keen.
Okay, so is this something then that the Historical Society has partnered with the school district and done year after year, or is this something new this year?
We did it last year, and because of COVID and other issues, I think there was a gap. But we've tried to partner with them and help promote their programs, Zach. And we're very excited that we can do this at the Maury Irvine Mansion, which is 503 West Main Street. I think that's a very fitting setting for these history presentations, and it's open to the public, and the event is free of charge.
So I see the date here at the end of the month, April 29th, is the state championship contest for these National History Day projects. This is really kind of a good preparation for some of the students before they go down to Des Moines in that state championship contest then.
You are exactly right. The Historical Society sponsored an event featuring several students last year. It was at a different location. And you are absolutely correct. It gives them the opportunity to present publicly, you know, in front of a live audience, what their work is all about. And anyone who has made a class presentation knows that practicing these presentations, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And so we're just really thrilled the fact that we have young people in the community interested in making history come alive, Seth.
Okay, so we've got this event that's coming up on April 19th, 5 p.m. to 6:30 at the Maury Irvine Mansion right here in Marshalltown. It's free to the public. Is there anything that we missed about it?
No, Zach. Yeah, there's plenty of free parking on West Main Street and adjoining streets. So, again, we invite the public to come out, and seating is limited, however, but we're just really looking forward to seeing what these kids have to offer and their great programs and presentations and exhibits.
Awesome. Mike, is there any place people can go online to learn about the Historical Society?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. We are working on our website, but they can call the Historical Society at 641-752-6664. Our assistant librarian, Dory Tamman, people can certainly ask Dory questions or ask for help researching different topics and so on. We're still working on our website. We're hoping to get that up in the very near future so people can just go online at when it's convenient for them and get more information. We're just about there with that, thanks to the effort of our president, Dan Brandt.
And I know you guys got a pretty good presence on Facebook as well. If you just search the Historical Society of Marshall County.
Thank you for mentioning that. That's a great idea. And Mary Fonts, a fellow board member, does a great job keeping information out there.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you calling and letting us know what's going on. And I appreciate you always letting us know what's going on with the Marshalltown Historical Society and those second Tuesday events, too. So thank you.
You're welcome, Zach, and thank you for the opportunity.